bracing for a big winter storm. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, this time in the nation's midsection. Winter storm warnings stretch from New Mexico to Ohio.
As we get into Wednesday night and especially into Thursday morning, we're expecting our greatest bump of snow, and it's going to be mostly snow with that kind of second round of the storm.
National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Deitch says Chicago forecast to get up to a foot of snow, Cleveland bracing for 14 inches. Further south, the storm will bring freezing rain. Texas Governor Greg Abbott suggests Texans think about staying home.
In addition to black ice, which is hard to see and even more difficult to navigate, there will be other road conditions that could put your life in danger.
A year removed from a winter weather power emergency that left 200 people dead in Texas, Governor Abbott says at least 99% of the state's power generators have been inspected and are operational. Two law enforcement officers have been shot and killed on a college campus in Virginia.
A Bridgewater College police officer and a Bridgewater College campus safety officer responded to a call for a suspicious male individual located on the grounds of Memorial Hall here on the Bridgewater campus. After a brief interaction with the man, the subject opened fire and shot both officers. The man then fled on foot.
But Virginia State Police spokesperson Corinne Geller says a suspect was later arrested and has been charged with murder. Thousands turned out in New York yesterday for the wake of police officer Wilbert Mora, who died last week, 4 days after he and his partner were ambushed during a domestic disturbance call. Officer Mora's funeral will begin at 10 Eastern time this morning. An off-duty New York City police officer was shot and wounded last night in the borough of Queens, New York, when two men tried to carjack him as he drove to work. They traded shots. The officer was hit in the shoulder. His injuries reported to be non-life-threatening. He's in stable condition. Two suspects are in custody. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The World Health Organization says all that personal protective gear that has been used during the pandemic is creating an environmental hazard.
When someone is done with gloves, masks, or protective suits, those items often wind up in a landfill or get burned. The World Health Organization says about 87,000 tons of personal protective gear were used from spring of 2020 to fall of 2021. The group says most of that gear is essential. But the WHO's Maggie Montgomery says the amount of waste can be reduced.
For example, not using gloves for vaccinations and other interactions where gloves aren't necessary, to use less and greener packaging.
The agency wants to see investments in what they call non-burn waste treatment technologies so toxins aren't released into the air. Jill Nato, Fox News.
New Mexico Democrat Senator Ben Ray Lujan has suffered a stroke. His office says he has undergone surgery to relieve the pressure and is expected to make a full recovery. Whoopi Goldberg, the co-host of The View, has been suspended for 2 weeks after suggesting the Holocaust was not about race. She has since apologized. Nameless since shedding the Redskins moniker, the Washington football team will reveal its new nickname today.
It's been more than a year and a half since the Washington football team retired their decades-old nickname, responding to criticism over its derogatory nature. After two seasons with the temporary tag, the NFL franchise is set to reveal their new nickname today, though one of their all-time greats, Joe Theismann, may have accidentally let it slip to CBS Sports Radio this week.
The Commanders is a name that, you know, is going to be hopefully one that people will talk about going forward.
The Washington Commanders was considered a front runner for the new name, along with the Red Tails, the Admirals, and the Red Hogs. We do know that one fan favorite was ruled out, the Red Hawks, due to trademark and licensing snags. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.